We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler on January 21st, 2024, at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is Fish or Cut Bait.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I know some of you folks live in one of the many retirement communities in this area. Karen and I live in the Villages. One of the things we heard quite a bit before we moved there was the idea that there's always someone who will strike up a conversation with you. Sit quietly on a bench, and someone you don't know will show up and start talking with you. I have no doubt it is the same in the other communities around as well. And quite a few times, I have been the one to start up a conversation with someone, whether in a square, at a store, or with someone who happens to stop at the pond when we're sailing our model sailboats. In our gospel reading from Mark, Simon Peter and Andrew were just going about their day fishing, not bothering anyone, not looking for anyone to interact with, just hoping for a good catch. A stranger comes along and starts talking with them and tells them to come with him and become fishers of men. What on earth does that mean? We have a good fishing business going. Come with me, Jesus says. And they give it all up and go along. Now, we don't know how much discussion went on, but surely they had their questions and doubts. What's the pay scale? Do I get holidays off? How much vacation time? Well, let's see. The Lord will take care of your needs. No, you don't get holidays off and no vacation time. But you will be greatly rewarded for your efforts. A bit later, Jesus spots brothers James and John getting ready for fishing from their boat with their dad. Again, this stranger, Jesus, called them to come, and yet again, they go. The same story is recorded in Matthew's and Luke's Gospels, though Luke has them all going fishing first and filling their nets and boats to capacity and beyond before Jesus has them joining him. Perhaps, as an example of Jesus' miraculous nature, before asking them to leave everything behind. Maybe building up their confidence a bit. Either way, they went. Wow. Ordinary folks, just living their lives day by day, and now give it all up. And for what? To follow this rabble-rouser who has been going around telling people to turn away from their sinfulness and believe in the message of God's love that he has been proclaiming? Well, yes. As my dad often said, fish or cut bait. Get in there and do the job, or get out of the way and stay on the sidelines. Come, follow me. Or be left behind. Our Old Testament reading from Jonah has a somewhat similar theme. The Lord called Jonah, telling him not to follow, but to go and proclaim the message I am giving you. Jonah had a bit of history with the Lord already, not wanting to go as he was sent, and being rebellious towards the Lord's commands, like many of us. He certainly had his reasons for not wanting to go. As the people of Nineveh had been cruel and hostile towards the Jewish people. But this time, he went. He warned the people of Nineveh that God will destroy Nineveh because of the evil there. Folks listened, decided to repent, and change their ways. God was happy about that and changed his mind and spared Nineveh from destruction. Rather than being glad that the people listened and changed their ways and that God had spared them, Jonah was angry with God about changing his mind, believing that the people of Nineveh deserved the punishment God had planned. But the Lord told Jonah that he had every right to change his mind and spare the people of Nineveh, who had repented and turned their lives back to God. I would probably feel a bit like Jonah. These people were evil, and now you're letting them off the hook. No punishment, no destruction. It's not fair. Both the Old and New Testament reading have a similar theme that none of us like to talk about or hear. The same message that John the Baptist had been put in prison for in the first verse of our reading from Mark. Turn away from your sins. Repent. Isn't that what the people of Nineveh did? A similar story of a sort of jealousy that we hear later in the gospel is the parable we know as the parable of the prodigal son, in which the faithful son was clearly jealous of his wild living brother, who was received with warmth and gratitude when he returned home, recognizing the error of his ways. Repentance, forgiveness, grace. But don't we deserve it more? We're the ones who stayed faithful. It's just not fair. Or so we think. None of us likes to admit that we are sinful people. But we are. Our words, our thoughts, our actions, and sometimes our inactions. It's there. It's part of being human, and God knows that. That's why God has given us the blessing of forgiveness. The catch is that forgiveness doesn't just happen. We must first repent of our sins, and that is the tough part. We have to admit to God, and perhaps even more so to ourselves, that we are not perfect. God will forgive us. Jesus promised that. But we must also do our part. Repent. It's not an easy message to hear, and it's not an easy message to proclaim. When we turn away from our sinfulness and turn to God's ways, God welcomes us. But we also need to rein in our self-pride, as Jonah had to do. We have to learn God's forgiveness welcomes everyone, regardless of how far they have strayed. Those four disciples Jesus called in our reading today were not perfect. They were just ordinary men with all the human frailties we all share. But Jesus wanted them to come with him, to be part of his ministry. So what does any of this have to do with you or with me? Should I get out my rod and reel and put a bigger hook on it? What bait do I need to be a fisher of people? Every one of us is called in some way by our Lord to come with him and to share the gospel message of good news. Every one of us, not just pastors or elders or deacons, but every one, those within the church and those far from it. Obviously, some will listen and respond to that call, and others never will. That decision, my friends, is between each one of us and God. The image of reeling folks into that community of faith like a fish on a hook sounds intriguing. Yet, that isn't quite the way it works for us. Indeed, like a fish on a hook, some folks will squirm and fight any efforts to land them, and some will get away. But sometimes we will succeed in bringing them into the boat. Just like in fishing, the bait we use makes a big difference. So what is our bait? Essentially, it is the message that Jesus shared throughout his ministry. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. The good news that God loves each one of us and welcomes us back into the fold, no matter how far away we may have strayed. As pastors, we have a role to play, but so do each of you. We have that message of God's incredible love to share, as Jesus has called us to do. And we can do so in our ways of living, our words, our actions, perhaps even our personal social media. We don't have to beat someone over the head with our message. We simply need to share it as we are able. We can pray. We can give of our resources. We can volunteer for worthwhile causes. Or it may simply be our caring and compassion for a neighbor in need. Or maybe even that stranger we meet in a town square. Like Jonah, Simon, Andrew, James, and John in our readings today, we are called for a purpose. The best part is that Jesus is with us every step of the way. Let's go fishing. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, we often find it difficult to share the message of love and forgiveness that you have given us. Be with us and guide us that we may faithfully live and share that message of hope in all our days. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on January 21st, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was Fish or Cut Bait. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.